needs of the people, but one of the reasons that we insist on the representation of a funny nip from a funny nip is because, after all, that this get comes from Kutzlaretz, we have to validate, we have to authorize this get, we have to engage in Kim Hashar, and aid in the same time. That will be a very difficult and arduous process. These aids are miles and miles and miles away. The Gemara then is bothered, but if that really is the case, that we need Kim Shtaras, how does it help to have a single individual tell you that, you know what, b'fanei nifta, b'fanei neftan? The Gemara tells us a great Kiddush, that the Reish Lakish, that, what do you mean? Eidim achasum al ashtar, k'mesha nekra eidusen v'bezim. Well, that really min haTorah, you don't require kiyum shtaras. That really is only a din v'rabbanan, and therefore, mishum igune kila v'rabbanan to allow the shliach to make that representation. And that's the stunning Kiddush of Reish Lakish, that kiyum shtaras, a requirement in Rabbanan, because the Eden themselves of the Shtar, Mishknechre Edusa, the Bezdin. What exactly is that Kiddush of Reish Lakish? And to broaden out the question, what exactly is the Kiddush and the Hagdara of a Shtar? To what extent is Shtar considered simply to be a form of Edus? That, you know, one could envision Edus perhaps in one of two ways. There's Eidus which is communicated verbally, alpeh, and there is Eidus that can be redacted, submitted to Bezdin, Eidus fichsav. So therefore, maybe one could argue that in essence, that's really what a shtar is. It's Eidus to Bezdin, but not Eidus sheba alpeh, but Eidus which is fichsav. Or to argue that no, that this cheftish al shtar has a life above and beyond typical Eidus. When you look in the Gemara, Gittin Daf Ayin Aleph, Yavamos Daf Lamed Aleph, there the Gemara tells us the following din dareis, and that really puts the whole status of star to an extent in question. The Gemara there is discussing Yavamos and Daf Lamed Aleph a certain detail that we discussed in the last Shir Klali when it comes to a get. Why is it so necessary that a get contains the zman? Why is that so important? And we start to discuss the Kiddush, Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon, the schus that a Baal had, certain rights of panishus, is that paka at the time of Sivas again, that we discussed last week. Why is it that Gemara answers that, you know what, when it comes to a case of a shtar kedushin, that lo tiknu zman, that zman is not considered to be that which is essential? The Gemara says simply the following. Look, if the purpose is because of a certain schus that the Baal had, and we want to know when that kicks in, when is it triggered, and we're going to look at the zman of the shtar kedushin, that really is not relevant, because the schus of the Baal to the peros of nifsein elul does not begin at erusin. It begins later at nisuin. So having a zman in a shtar kedushin is not going to be relevant for peros. But the Gemara raises another fundamental issue. There was another possibility of why it's so necessary to have a zman in a get or a shtar kedushin, because after all, isn't it important to know exactly when she is married? When is she a pnuya? When is she an eshes ish? When is she a grusha? That's something that is incredibly important. Let's assume, for example, a woman is accused of being an eshes ish, she's in some, and all of a sudden, the get is produced. Imagine if the get would not have a Zman. That would not really help us in order to determine whether at the time of that act of Znus, she was an Eishes Ish or indeed she was not. And if you don't have a Zman, the Gemara says, Shem Yechapa Vasafosa. That you know what? That we could be scheming. We could devise something in order to go ahead and to exonerate her when really indeed she's guilty. You know what? We'll produce a get. And we'll say the get was given her in the last year. And therefore, she wasn't an Eishes Ish, but really, that was not true in any shape or form. The Gemara says the following. Maybe I could argue that's why it's unnecessary to have a Zman and a Shtar Kedushin, to know indeed when she's considered to be an Eishes Ish. So the Gemara says the following. That really does not fully help us, because you're going to write a Shtar Kedushin. Who is going to maintain, hold on to the Shtar? If you're going to give it to her, you know what? So maybe she was an Eishes Ish, And she's not going to produce that shtar that's going to confirm that she was an Eish HaSish. She's in son. So if she is holding the shtar, that's not going to help. Even if the husband holds the shtar, that may also not help because, again, he may want to save her from the Chi of Nisa, and therefore, he's not going to produce the shtar. Okay, what's relevant for us is the next line of the Gemara. Yevam Mustaf Lamed Aleph. Give that shtar kedushin to the Eidim. Give that shtar kedushin to the Eidim. Oh, so the Gemara says, wait, you're going to give it to the Eidim, right? If these are the Eidim Kedushin, and they know when the Kedushin took place, what do you need a shtar for? Let the Eidim Kedushin come forward and say, we were the Eidim Kedushin on this day she became an Eish HaSish. And then the Gemara writes something stunning. And if the Eidim are kind of clueless, and they don't know, and you know what? That they are going to use the shtar as the basis of their declaration. That cannot be. Because when the Torah describes Eidos, the Torah says that Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, O Shlosha Eidim, Al Pi, Mi Pihem Velo Mi Pi Ksavim. Pihem Velo Mi Pi Ksavim. Eidos has to be transmitted verbally. You cannot have Eidos Bechsan. So you know what? If the entire Haggadah's Eidos is going to be based on what a document says, and there is no independent recollection, oh, so in such a case, that is not Eidos. Because Eidos is Eidos Alpeh. Eidos is not considered to be Eidos Bechsan. It's not just a simply of let's convey to Bez Din this information, and we can either do so Balpeh or we can do so Bechsan, but rather, Mipiham Volumpi Ksavam, and that means even a step further, the Gemara says, that I cannot even verbally attest to a fact set that I only recollect based on the document itself. Not only not to submit the document, but my recollection has to be independent of the document itself. Well, so Tosus there, Yevamo Sandav, Mamad Aleph. Questions based on the sugi elsewhere, Ksuva Stavchav. There the Gemara tells us the following. You know what? You see something. You are an aid. You realize that there might come a point in time, in a month, in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years, that you're going to be called upon to testify. You know what? I realize that I may not recall everything that I saw. So you know what the Gemara tells us? Kosav Adam Eidusa Bishtar. You know what to do? Write it down. Write it down. No? Write it down. No? You're really going to remember the shir without writing it down? No. You're going to write it down. No? Take notes. Okay. I'm a focus or whatever you open. Take notes. Take notes. What about me, PM Vabik Sova? Doesn't the Gemara Yavama say that that's not going to work? You're taking notes. Oh, so a detail. You can refer back to notes. You can refer back to notes. Rav Huna says that you really have to have independent recollection. But you know what? You can refer back to the notes. Rabbi Yochanan even goes a step further. You know what? Maybe you don't even really recall, but you need something to trigger your memory, to trigger the memory, no? Not so unusual. You know, once all of a sudden someone reminds you, oh, all of a sudden now, you know, you have a more vivid depiction. You have more clarity. But I need a reminder. So Rabbi Yochanan is even willing to accept that. That maybe, you know what, the person, he doesn't remember 20 years ago, but, you know, all of a sudden now, he sees a document. You know what? He recollects. Oh, so Tosus points out, yeah, Rashi writes explicitly, everyone agrees you need recollection. The question is an important detail, a degree of recollection, Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. But everyone agrees that you need recollection. If somehow you really are clueless and you're solely relying on that which is redacted, that is not going to help you. Because mipihem v'lo mipitzah. Sotosis and Ksuvis, beginning Chaf Med Aleph, going to Chaf Med Beis, raises an incredible kasha. Okay, the Edim don't have any recollection whatsoever. So we're not going to allow them to testify based on their lack of. Okay, that's clear. But Tosus writes something incredible. You know what? Let's submit the document of Ezra. Submit the document of Ezra. What's that document called? Kosov of the Yusuf Shtar. Submit the Shtar to Ezra. Isn't there a world of Shtaros? So I understand. I cannot verbally testify regarding that which I don't recollect. And if my recollection is simply based on the fact that something was redacted, that's not going to be considered to be Eidos. So Tosa says, so let it not be Eidos. But let the document serve as a shtar. Wow, that's Tosa's kasha. So why is this not good? Why isn't this a shtar? I guess you have to argue that, you know what? This is not a shtar. The fact that I go ahead and I write down on such and such a day, this is exactly what occurred. That is not a shtar. That can only be transmitted as Eidos, and Eidos requires independent recollection. So let me ask you the following. Why is this not a shtar? Why isn't this called a shtar? Kosov Adam Eidos of Ishtar. Maybe one could suggest many, many different possibilities. But every note that you write down is a shtar. Maybe one could argue that maybe it requires some more than that. Maybe it has to be signed, maybe it has to be sealed. Tosus writes a stunning Kiddush. And this is a world. No? Tosus says the following. In order to be a shtar, the document has to be nichtav bidas hamischayim. That's something which is done. That's what a shtar is. It's something which is nichtav bidas hamischayim. A shtar isn't just notes. A shtar is something which is nichtav bidas hamischayim. That's the balamor. Yevamos tesem and aleph and dapi ari. In order to have the integrity of a shtar, it has to be something which is nichtav bidas hamischayim. Wow. Ooh, that's Reb Chaim. No, Reb Chaim. Tosus and Ksuvis. Not the Balamor and Yevamos and Dates. Reb Chaim of Chaseidus Gimel Dalet. That's what a shtar is. Nichtav bidas hamischayim. So, for example, you know what? That I'm an Adam. And this Eved is mine. And I want to go ahead and be Meshachar this Eved. I'm going to Meshachar the Eved Al Yedei Shtar. So therefore, you know what? The Adam goes in and creates a Shtar, which is a conveyance of his desire, his mindset, his intent to go ahead and to free this Eved. That's what a Shtar is. The Shtar is going to create an incredible shift. The Shtar is going to create the Shichur with obviously the Das of the Adon who is doing so. I have a piece of property. I want to gift the property to you. So in such a case, I can transfer the property to you on the Day Shtar. I go and I draft the Shtar. It's a conveyance of my mindset, my Das, my intent, my consciousness too. Transfer the karka, which is mine, to yours. That's the das hamisayim. That's considered to be a shtar. You have, for example, a shtar kedushin. There, das habal lekadish esaisha. That's considered to be a shtar. What about when it comes to a halva? We're going to have to talk about that. No? Later. What about when it comes to a case of halva? Because I'm asking you the following. The lover really is indeed of money. So the lover goes ahead and drafts up a shtar in order to give them halva that, you know what, that this hereby entitles you to go ahead to collect. That, I'll tell you, is not at all so simple. Because if I ask you, why does the malva have a right to go ahead and to collect the demei hachov, is the answer because of the das hamachayiv of the shtar? The shtar is what empowers me to collect. Let's assume there was no shtar. The lover doesn't have to pay the malva. Loba doesn't have to pay the love at all. You know, the shtar is valuable because there's a big difference in Loba Balpeh goes bill of the shtar. You know, if there's a shtar, so the Loba is not nemon to say that I already paid you, parati. If there's a shtar, I'll have certain rights to be govim and alakuchos that I wouldn't have if it's a milva balpeh. But if I were to ask you, in essence, is the right of the gvia, of the malva, to be able to go ahead and to receive these assets, a function of the shtar? You know, I could tell you there's a world of difference between a shtar halva, as opposed to a shtar shichur, or a shtar matana, or a shtar of mekka chomemka, or gitin kedushin, because in all those cases, the chalos, the hischaivus, hinges on the shtar. Here, I will tell you that the shtar enhances. It enhances my ability to be govet, but the hischaivus of the lovet is there from the time of the matamos, not from the time of the shtar. The shtar is playing a very, very different role. And Tosfos Levalma write that, you know what, the essence of a shtar is dasam ischayim. Maybe there's a difference between a shtar kinyan as opposed to a shtar raya. The shtar is going to confirm that the loan took place. It's not going to create the hischayvus, the hischayvus of. Oh, so Tosfos writes the following kiddush. Really, that's the answer. But you know what? I saw something, and I go ahead and I write eloquently everything that I saw. That's a shtar. That's a chetzer shel shtar. That's a dasam yisrael. That's a shvui shtar. That's not a shtar. You know what? Those are notes. Those are notes. It might be a beautiful essay, but it's not a shtar. It's not a shtar. Giving that to Bezdin is not our sukhi of shtaros. Giving that to Bezdin is edus. Edus? Edus is mipihem, v'lo mipi ksavam. So Tosfos tells us the following important chiddush, that realize, that it's not that, you know, there are two forms of edus. You can testify verbally, you can commit your edus, your testimony in writing, and it's all the same edus. It's just that it's transmitted to Bezdin in a different way. One, a verbal communication, the other, a written communication. That certainly is not true. We don't allow for a written communication, Tosfos writes. That's mipiyam v'lampi ksavam. The integrity of a shtar is very, very different. Very, very different. And that is considered to be not just simply edus, but an entire world, a chetz shel shtar. So is there a difference between edus as opposed to shtar? Now that I see, you're right. It's not just edus which is communicated in writing as opposed to verbal communication. So what is the uniqueness of a shtar? What does a shtar have that edus perhaps does not? So number one is obviously clear by essence, by definition. Edus is mipihem. And a shtar is obviously not ksavam. This is not edus. This is a chefzer shel shtar. I'll tell you the following. And that's part of the chiddush of our Gemara as well. When it comes to cases of edus, you know, I would say there are a couple of very, very important windows. You know, I see, I'm an Eid HaRoi, and I go to Bezdin and I testify. You know, you can raise a critical issue. Tosfos, I ended up testifying another. At what point is the shame aid established? Mishas Re'iya or Mishas Agadah? Mishas Re'iya, Mishas Agadah. I'll focus three in the Rashbam. Do I say I'm an aid because I saw? Do I say I'm an aid because I testify? Tosfos says, Tu nafka minas daraisa. The principle, for example, of Nimsa Echa Karov Apostle Yusuf Tayyib. If you have a whole group of Adam and there's one is Apostle, they're all out. What exactly does that mean? If this group saw the event together, or they testified together? That's pretty heavy, no? Is it Re'iya or is it Haggadah? Right. That's the basics of the Sugya, Makas Davav. Okay, Tosfos has another difference. We have a Din Daraisa, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. You're an Eid, you can't be a Dayan. Is that true, Mishas Re'iya? Is that true, Mishas Haggadah? Does it mean if I saw, I can't judge? Or does it mean if I testified, I can't judge? But there clearly are two windows of time. When it comes to Eidus, there's Re'iya, there's Haggadah. machlokes rishon in as at what point am I a shame aid, but aidus requires haggadah. Aidus requires haggadah. Let me ask you the following, jumping to shtar. So we go ahead and we create the shtar. And guess what? The shtar is submitted to Beis Din. We create the shtar, and you know what? There's a din Torah. And you know what? That the shtar is submitted to Beis Din. A week later, a month later, a year later. The submission to Beis Din, is that a relevant zman? Maybe I'll tell you the following analogy. That there's Re'iyah and there's Haggadah. And therefore, there is the creation of the shtar. And then there's the submission of the shtar. The submission of the shtar to Beis Din is Haggadah's Eidos for Beis Din. That Eidos was Bifsan. Other Eidos is Ba'peh. But the zman of the Eidos is when there's a Haggadah of the Beis Din. So that's not true. That's not true. That's Mefurish. Right, the Sugya Bava Basra, Kuf Nun Tes. Let's assume the following. A person goes at the season event. The person's an Adam Kasha. Something happened. No? Tragic, no? The guy got derailed. He's Pasul Eidos. He just became Pasul Eidos. And now he's going in and testifying in Beis Din. No? That's no good. He's an Eid Pasul. He's going to come to Beis Din and say, but at the time of the Re'iyah Samaisa, I was an Eid Kasha. True, but that's not enough. You have to be an Eid Kasha B'Shas. B'Shas Haggadah. B'Shas Haggadah. Or he'll tell you, great Simcha Dekanuz. No? You know what? I saw an event. I saw Matamos that $1 million was transferred and money indeed is owed. And I'm going to go ahead and testify to Beis Din. But you know what? In the interim, between the Halva and the Eidos, guess what? I married the guy's daughter. So you know what? I'm now a Karov. The Gemara says, that's invalid. A Karov is Pasul Eidos. And there the Gemara writes explicit. What would happen in the world of shtaros? Let's assume, for example, that a shtar is drafted, a shtar is redacted, good. And all of a sudden, in between the Yisnavos HaShtar and the presentation of the shtar in Beis Din, what maybe I would be inclined to say is an Haggadah. The person became Pasul. The person became a Karov. You know what I'm going to say about that? No problem. No problem at all. Why is that no problem at all? At the time of the Din Torah, at the time of the Dion, what do you mean that we are basing this Din Torah on the Eidos of a Pasul, the Eidos of a Karov? You know what the answer is? Gittin Daf Gimel. K'mishenechre Eidosin Bebez Din Dami. Not at the time that the shtar is submitted to Beis Din, but at the time of the Yisavos HaShtar. The Eidos of the shtar is Chal Tekefumiyah. It is Chal Mir. It's not that it's pending a subsequent submission to Beis Din. That would call a Haggadah. So the Chiddush, no doubt, is, on the one hand, that yes, this is not just Eidos. This is the integrity of the Chetz HaShoshar. And therefore, it is not governed by Mipihem, V'Lehiksama. And the Eidos of the Shtar, when the Shtar is made, it's made at the time of the Yisavos HaShtar, when you have a Chetz HaShoshar. When the Shtar is brought to Beis Din, that's considered to be something that is irrelevant. Irrelevant. Wow. And therefore, literally, K'mishenechra Eidusin Bebez Din. I'll tell you even a further Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, that there is a shtar. And the shtar, you know what, is signed. It's signed by Eidin. These Eidim, let's assume, Amish Umeis, they were no longer alive. And all of a sudden, you know what? Two Eidim come to Beis Din and say that those guys who signed the shtar, they're psulim. I know these guys. They're psuli Eidos. They're psuli Eidos. Anu simachmas mamon. They were bought off. They were bought off. Wow, so you have a shtar. And there are two other Edom, now they're saying that these Edom are possible. Well, what would you say in such a case? What would you say regarding such a case? Let's assume this would be the world of typical Edom. Typical Edom. So imagine, for example, two Edom come to Bezdin, and they're testifying. And two other Edom come to Bezdin and say that these guys who are testifying, they're psulim, they're shakranim, they're gazlanim. What would you say about that case? It's obvious, no? That we believe the second over the first. We believe the second over the first. That's clear, no? We heard last year, no, the Sukkiyas, no, the Baba Kama Daf Ayyubay, Saner Daf Chazayim, Edom Zomin. Is Edom Zomin a Chiddush? That we believe the second over the first? Rabbi says yes. Abayi disagrees. Abayi disagrees. Why does Abayi disagree? One clear possibility, they're on the Rambam, based on the line in the Gemara on the next Amud in Gimon Aleph. Of course you believe the second over the first. Why wouldn't we? That's not called Hakasha. No, two Edom come to Bez and they say, A happened. And two Edom come to Bez and say, A did not happen. That's a contradiction. But if I come to Bez and I say, this happened, and two other Edom come to Bez and say, we're not testifying regarding the Edus. We're testifying regarding the Edim. These guys are puzzle. That's not called Hakasha. That's not called Hakasha at all. Of course you believe the second or the first. Paslino Bagazanusa. Maybe that's Trevedim Zomin as well. This guy is saying this event occurred. Maybe it absolutely happened. I'm just telling you, he's lying because he manoisim. He was not there. So Poshub Shatan Abayis. Of course the second is believed. That's not called Hakasha. In any shape or form. Why is that called? Okay. So the Gemara says something which is incredible. No? You have a shtar, and the shtar says that, okay, this is what happened this particular day, there was whatever. And two Edom come to Bezdin and say, these guys, Gazlanim, Shakranim. You know what the Gemara asks, who's the test? The Gemara says, Shreyu Treyinu. Treyu training. That's Hakasha. That's Hakasha. Rosh Levitcher Kusobab, that's Hakasha. Why is that called Hakasha? B'chol HaTorakul, that's not called Hakasha. You're being made on a fact set. That's called Hakasha. You're being made on an event, and I'm being made regarding your integrity. That's not Hakasha whatsoever. There's a world of difference. Hasan does Nusa means unbelieved in their psulim. Hakasha means, as Tosus writes, everybody's a suffix puzzle. You have two Edom that are contradicting two Edom. There's a big difference between a person who is kasher, puzzle, or suffix puzzle. Lapsit, lohotzi. There's a world of difference. Why is that called treyu trei? Why is that called treyu trei? Apparently, it's seen incredible chiddush. That you know what? Part of the edus of the shtar. It's not just the fact set. But the shtar is made al atzmo shehu kasher. That's part of the edus of the shtar. And if somebody comes forward and says that this is a shtar kosel, that's called hafasha. That's called hafasha. Mechatesi. I don't know if that's true. You know what the answer is? Gittin daf gimel. Because edim achasim al ashtar. And therefore, that's called Hakasha. That's not simply called Eidos on Gavra, where we argue that that's not subject to Hakasha at all. But that's something which is stunning. Treyu Trei. And I'll tell you the following Chiddush, another Sugya. Atosus Baba Kama Daf Tzarichesim Abeis. Complicated sugi, Baba Kama Tzarichas. That's the sugi of Garmi. Garmi. What exactly is my iser or chiyuv for indirect ezek. I cause you an incredibly significant loss, but you know what? I did so indirectly. I did so indirectly. There's a shtar, and the shtar says that this person owes me $1 million. And you go ahead and sorev shtar shel chaveiro. You burnt the shtar. You burnt the shtar. And now that I'm not going to be able to collect this chov, did you cause me an absolute imminent loss? The answer is yes. But is that really a full-blown maisa hezek? The shtar is a cheftza shel mamon. The shtar has a certain potential, a representative value, but, oh, so that's one of the cases of garmi. Rav Meir, Dain, Dina Garmi, Ashach, Ramban, Daraisa, Rabbanim, Panas, Ramam, good. Dain, Dina Garmi. So, very often you're going to be chayev for that. The Gemara's Baba. You're chayev. Chayev for what? Chayev for what? Chayev to pay what? There's a shtar, and I burn your shtar, and I burn your shtar. Okay, you're chayev to pay. Pay what exactly? What exactly? No? But there's no shtar. Pay $1 million. I look at you, $1 million? You know that shtar that I just burnt, you know? The shtar said that the guy owes you a buck, you know? $1 million. You know what? Chayev to pay what? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. That Iika Sahade, if there were witnesses there that saw the shtar, they saw the shtar, so let them just go ahead and lichta the shtar maya. So just write in the shtar. Write in the shtar. And if you're going to tell me that there's no one that saw the shtar, so how in the world are you going to be machayev to pay anything? Maybe it was a buck. No? You're collecting $1 million. There's no one who can attest to the fact that that's what the shtar said. So the Gemara says, what exactly is the case? If there are edim who can say they saw the shtar, we're good. And if there are no edim, so on yaday, how do you determine what the demechi would be? So Tosfos is very bothered. Is that against everything? No? Edim did what? They saw the shtar. They saw the shtar. So good, you saw a shtar. What about? Yivamos daf lamed aleph. What about gin daf ayin aleph? Mi pihem v'lo b'ksavam. An aid can't even fully refresh his memory based on that which is redacted. Here, I have no idea what happened, but I saw the shtar. I saw a shtar. I can really go ahead and testify in business, I saw a shtar. You know what I would have called that? I would have called that at best HBPA, you know? I would have best and I say, you know what the guy told me? That's not good enough. Why is that considered to be first-hand working knowledge? The fact that I saw a shtar. That's Tosus Kasha, but Bakamadav Sarih Hesma Bayz. You know what Tosus answers? Unbelievable, no? Gitin Daf Gimel. Eidem Achasim al Ashtar. Literally. You know, I'm in the bleachers. I'm watching Bezdin. And I see there's a Dintor, Reuven and Shimon. And guess what? Bezdin paskins that Reuven is chayim. Ish toni ata chayim. Guess what? I can go to Bezdin and say, I witness. Nekra idusim bebezdin dami. That's edus. So Tosfos aren't such a chiddush. I hold in the shtar as Eidos. That's not bold. It has to be a shtar. Nichtav dasa mischayiv. It was a shtar. It was nichtav dasa mischayiv. I saw the shtar. That's considered to be like, you know, I saw nekri dusim abezdinam. And I can be made as to the content of the shtar. And that's not considered to be piksavam. That's not considered to be ABPA. Mamish, nekri dusim abezdinam. That's something which is stunning. That's not true of Eidos. That's true of the Cheftza Shel Shtar. It's considered to be an Eidos Teiko from Eyal. The shtar is made al atzmo shehu kasher. The shtar is made al atzmo that the edim are kasher. And if anyone contests that, that's called hakasha. That's not comparable to a case of hazama where you believe the second over the first. And if I can eyeball the shtar, that's considered to be edus. That's not called mipik savam. That's not considered to be a form of ADPA. Now, if you didn't think that's enough of a condition, no. Let me tell you what next. A shtar can be made on the content of the shtar. A shtar can be made out of asma shul kasha. So the shtar is considered to be made on the facet that's described. That's good. A shtar is to be made on the integrity of those who are close in al ashtar. I got that. And that edus is found, take it from miyad, and it's not considered to be flying in the face of mipiyam v'adikzal. So now I'm going to tell you something incredible. Incredible. Gittin daf dalet. Gittin daf dalet. A get requires it. Let's work, let's say, the sheet of Rabbi Lassa. Eidei Mesir. You need Eidei Mesir. Okay? We'll have to discuss a great, great length. No, this Machlokas, Rav Meir, Rabbi Lassa. Oh, is there a difference in a get, shtar, 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 kinyan, shtar, raya? Rabbi Lassa, Eidei Mesir. So you know what? You have a get. You know what? Let's assume the get is not even signed. The get is not even signed. Edim is your cars, no? But there were edim at the time of the Mesira. Great, great. Okay. You know, a get can serve a dual function. We don't do that as manazeh, but nikra adin. A get can serve two critical, critical functions. One, obviously, the get is the sefer priestess. Clearly, the get creates the gerish. Shtarkinyan. But I'll tell you the following. You have a woman who is married for years and years and years, and she wants to remarry. And she says she's no longer an Eish HaSish. She's a grusha. How is she going to demonstrate that she's a grusha? She's becheskes Eish HaSish. We're just going to say, fine, no problem, remarry. Fine, no problem. Oh, no, not no problem. A woman is going to produce her get. No? She's going to produce her get. You know what? The get is not only going to serve as a shtarkinyan to create the gerushin. The get is now going to serve as a shtaraya, that she indeed is a zegrusha. So I'm being asked to decide a kedusha, no problem. Can I see the get? You know what? She shows me the get. I see this piece of paper. You know, guess what? It's not signed. It's not signed. It's just a piece of paper with words. Sfira Sfarim. It's not signed. So I say, you know, what kind of rai is this? It's not signed. So you know what? Well, of course it's not signed because Rabbi Lazar, eight in Mesira. There were eight in there at the time of the Mesira. Okay, but you know what? The get on its face is not proving anything. Get me the eight in Mesira. Let these eight in Mesira come and say that, you know what, that we were present at the time of. We can attest the fact that Gerushin occurred. Eight in Mesira. They're no longer in this world. They died. No? They're thousands of miles away. So how in the world is this woman going to demonstrate that she's a grusha with Eidei Mesira, who are so difficult to access, or maybe are no even alive? Much more difficult to access. Now, how are you gonna do this? I'll tell you very simply, Tosus. Let them sign the get. Let them sign the get. So you'll have the chasimos on the get. Okay. So good. So women things are good. And guess what? I see it signed. A gewaldig, no? Commission nechri dus in a besendom. Let me jump to Reb Meir's sheet. Eine chasima karsi. What does eine chasima karsi mean? The eidim for gerushin are the eidim that sign again. Let me ask you the following. Do I need eidim nesira? Do I need eidim nesira? Right, so we have to see that Tosas Daf Da'avadu, Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe, good, you signed the get, but you still need Eidim Nesira. Or maybe no, you don't need Eidim Nesira. The Eidim are Eidim Chasima. So if you want like Reb Meir, let's assume the Eidim are Eidim Chasima, okay? According to Rabbi Loza, there was Eidim Nesira, but for the get to serve as a raya that there was Gerishin, you may not be able to trace Eidim Nesira. So Chasima. So I have a get in front of me that's signed by these two very, very holy people. The get is a get kosher. Let me ask you the following question. How do you know the woman was divorced? How do you know that the Baal gave the get to the woman? How do you know that the Mesira took place? How do you know any of this? How do you know any of this? Let's assume Reb Meir, let's assume you had Eidim Chasima and you don't have any Eidim Nesira whatsoever. So Eidim are standing here. I say to Eidim, what do you know? What do you know? Eidim is going to be very honest with me. You know what I know? I know that the Shalom Bayis blew apart. And I know that this guy was intent on divorcing his wife. And I know he was so serious about divorcing his wife that you know what? He actually got a sofer, and he got a Masadar Gerushin, and he got Eidim, and we drafted a get, and we signed the get. And I say to the Eidim, like, in important detail, was the get given? You know what the Eidim say to me? I have no idea. I hope not. I hope the guy calmed down. I hope he had second thoughts. I wasn't there at the time of the Nesira. Or even according to Rabbi Eliezer that you had Eidim Nesira. But Eidim Nesira are no longer alive. So you're going to use the get as a shtaraya that there was a gerushin. How is a get a raya that there was a gerushin? The get is a raya that at one point in time there was das habal legarish ishta. No? But how do you know the gerushin occurred? How do you know the gerushin occurred? You know, you can ask any seasoned old Rav, no? There are cases that he had where it looked like everything was going to come to an end and somehow, things were salvaged. How do you know? How do you know that the gerushin occurred? So I'm telling you, like, an unbelievable chiddush. Gittin daf gimel, gittin daf dalet. The edus of the get is not just simply that there was das habal agarish asisha. That doesn't help me very much. The edus of the get is that the gerushin occurred. That's remarkable, no? In other words, that the get is made. So the Chassid would say, the get is made on Dvarim HaMosafim, Dvarim HaNosafim, on Dvarim HaAsidin Leyos. The get is going to be made on the future. The get is not only going to be made on what happened, but the get is going to be made on what will happen. That's incredible. That indeed that's the case. The get is not only made on what was, the get is made on what is. Not that there was das habala garches isha. The get is made that she is a grusha. She is a grusha. That's something which is stunning. Maybe the Baal changed his mind. And he took this document and he put it in a file. He put it on the top shelf. And the woman really wanted out of the marriage. So you know what she did? She took the document. That's not a Maisa Gerushin. how can a gift in any shape or form serve as a shtar that she's a grusha? Where's the edus that she's a grusha? So Tosis just writes two words. Now, Dalil Aleph. Tosis writes two words. You know what? We have a right to connect dots. We have a right to assume behechshenasa. We have a right to assume what was and what is. That's something which is incredible, no? You know, the A tells me, I don't know. You're right, I really don't know. You know, I was there at step one, but I wasn't there at step two. That's okay. How in the world is that okay? So I'm telling you an incredible kiddush, no? That the edus of the get and the shtar is not only that it was written properly, and it's a get kosher, and it's made alas mashur kosher, but the edus of the shtar is that what followed is a maisa gerush. How do you know that that's true? Maybe that never happened. You know what apparently the answer is? Oh, but that's part of the edus of the shtar. And on what basis is that part of the chetza, the edus of the shtar? Because we have something here that's a critical factor. We have a tfisas balashtar. You know, if this shtar is sitting there in my file, okay, you're right. Now, how in the world do I know that the shtar was given? This shtar is not sitting there in my file. You know what? This shtar is being possessed by the Eved, by the Lokeach of the Karka, by the Malve, by the Isha. So the edus of the shtar is that the kinyan occurred, the maisa gerushin occurred. That's part of the edus of the shtar. Even though, let's say, in real time, none of that occurred as of yet. And therefore, pretty unbelievable, no? That's the edus of the shtar. That's not true of edus out there. That's the uniqueness of edus b'shtar. It's made on dvar ha-nosafim. It's not just a prediction of the future. And it can't just simply be like chances are. Chances are that, you know, if a get was drawn and she's holding a get, chances are she was given a get, as opposed to she just seized a get inappropriately. Can't just be like chances are. Our salvation is fathered by the following. No, Gemara in Babasra Daf Ayin. Let's assume, for example, that a malva is holding onto a shtar. And the lova said, I paid you already. So the malva turns around and says, you paid me already? Shtar chavir mavoy. Why in the world would you pay me and let me hold on to the shtar? You paid me in the face of the tfisas bala shtar. So guess what? If I am the holding on to the shtar, you're no longer, if this is a milva peh, you're neman to say parati. If this is a milva bishtar, you're not neman to say parati. Shtarcha b'yadei mavoi. You know, one could raise the following issue. This is Rabbi Kibeger, Kufan and Zayin. What's the strength of shtarcha b'yadei mavoi? What's the strength of that argument? Why in the world am I holding on to the shtar after you paid? So I'll tell you very simply. You know, because I borrowed from you $10,000, and you really needed the $10,000, and you did me a favor. I feel indebted to you. You really needed the money, and guess what? The shtar was in the vault. So you know what? I gave you the $10,000. You know, so maybe Bezdin will say, that's not so likely. What's that called? Likely, not likely. Well, what's that called? Likely, not likely. What, a Rubid Lassa? Come on. What do you mean, Baba Basra and Sunny Bays? Baba Kamdab Chavzayin? Ain Holchim Baman Acharov? You can't be Motzi Mamay Yad Muchsav just based on chances are that this happened. Chances are doesn't work. That was that prior shir kolli. No. Hamotzi Mechor Ot Horaya. You need a raya limta. All of the Aviyadim. No, the Rashi, you need the Memches. It's not enough to say, chances are. Chances are that, you know what? That if the mom was holding on to the star, that the money is owed. Chances are is not good enough. You know what apparently you see? This is not chances are. The tfisas bal hashtar is idus. That what was is. Not just simply based on Reuven Lesikon. That's the chiddush davar of shtar. It's not only made al atzmo shul kasher, but it's made al atzmo al dvarim ha'asidim, because it's a tfisas bal hashtar. A tfisas bal hashtar. Yeah, and therefore, if I see that a woman is holding on to the get, that's not chances are she's a grusha. That's a raya mechakas, that she's a grusha. And we're going to go ahead and let her remarry. Even though the Edom are going to say, you know what, I have to admit to you that I was only there for step one. I wasn't there for step two. There weren't no Edom Asira, or I was not among the Edom Asira. That's something which is stunning, no? That's the Tosus in Avdalim and Aleph. That we can assume Behech Shenasim. Not Behech Shenasim Midin Chazak or Midin Rav. Midin Edos Hashtar. Edos Hashtar. Left us down. We'll go through these marmakomos and many more, no? You can take a look at that Rambam that I gave you as well. Kasha the Kesev Mishnah. That's the Chiddush Dover of Shtar. Shtar on its face is a Chiddush Dover, because we pinam lapiksavam. But even now that I acknowledge that, yes, there's an existence of Chiftzish of Shtar, but realize the differences between a Chefter Shal Shtar as opposed to Eidos Alper, all these sugyas, which is unique to cases of a Shtar. And if it doesn't have the status of a Shtar, for example, it's not considered to be Nichta Midasa Mischayim, it's just considered to be a storyline that was redacted, these halachos would not apply. This is only uniquely true when it comes to the Chefter Shal Shtar. This is part of the background. Now, for Machlokas Nam Daf Dalet, in order to have this fantastic Hagdara, what is the role of Eidei Chasima? What is the role of Eidei Usira? The difference between a Shtar Kinyan, a Shtar Raya, or a get which is the Shtar Kinyan that ultimately could serve as a Shtar Raya. Right, so I'll have to discuss all of these Hagdaras. I urge you to go through these Marmakamas. These are like the ABCs, right? The shtaras, the simple hagdaras. What does it mean? How is it created? How is it impactful? How is it that the chefzer shel shtar differs from edus b'chol atam?
Rabbi, that's true that she needs to have the shtar in order for it to be